The eruption of Tonga's Hunga volcano in January has been confirmed as the biggest explosion ever recorded in the atmosphere by modern instruments. It was far bigger than any 20th century volcanic event or indeed any atom bomb test conducted after World War II. Scientists involved in the study, published in the journal Science, say the eruption was a truly global event of similar scale to the 1883 Krakatoa eruption in Indonesia. Dr. Jeff Kilgore, senior volcanologist at GNS Science, was one of the authors on the paper. He joins us now. Good morning, kia ora.
Good morning, Corin.
Boy, this is quite something to take in. So this is it, that with the instruments that you have, which presumably we didn't have in 1883, you can get a really good measure on this.
That's right. So one of the most amazing things about this eruption is how it was recorded. And it was recorded through global networks, and we have these because of a series of things around each individual country has monitoring networks, but we also have global networks which are really to detect nuclear explosions or nuclear tests. And because of all this modern network upgrades, we've been able to record this amazing event in unprecedented detail.
And it's done some extraordinary things. I see. Tell us about the LAM waves and the fact that they lifted the clouds in the UK.
Yeah, these LAM waves are pretty bizarre things. So these are often generated through very, very large explosions like volcanic eruptions or nuclear explosions. But this has been the most amazing thing that we've really seen from this event. So we can see these are, just to explain briefly, these LAM waves, if you think about a wave like in the ocean where a wave period, so the peak-to-peak time might be somewhere like 5 to 20 seconds, this one has a peak-to-peak a time of more like 100 to 3,000 seconds. So a very long period, and because of this, they can travel around the world multiple times. So even in the first 6 days after the eruption, we recorded this four times traveling around the world, and it travels at about 315 meters per second. And the other really amazing thing about this LAM wave that was produced is that it's actually in part responsible for the widespread tsunamis that were generated all across the Pacific and even over into the Caribbean and Mediterranean seas, where there is no direct line of sight to the Pacific.
Wow. And in terms of the sound, what people heard, because obviously people in New Zealand reported hearing it, didn't they?
That's right. And this is a really great example of citizen science feeding into physical science. So a few weeks after the eruption, we had a GNET survey that went out asking for people's observations. We received over 2,000, as close to 2,100 responses, right from Cape Reinga all the way down to Stewart Island. And because of that, we can actually start tying in what people were hearing, which was somewhere between sort of 5 to about 10 booming sounds, which is related to the pressure waves that have been generated from the eruption itself. So those sound waves, or the sound that we heard in New Zealand, was directly coming from the eruption, whereas sound that was heard in Alaska, which is about 6,000 kilometres away, travelled a really circuitous pathway, and we're not really sure why people were able to hear that in Alaska, but it's just an unprecedented event.
Is it remarkable that so few lives were lost because of this? If we look at Krakatoa, I think estimates of, you know, sort of 30,000 people died in that volcano.
Well, so that's right. So that Krakatoa eruption, it basically led to a directed tsunami towards a really large population centre. In this case, Hunga is a relatively remote location, but also we have to remember that the scientists at the Tonga Geological Services did an amazing job. So the eruption itself started in December, and it sort of started off quite small, and then on the 14th of January, there was quite a large event. And that really primed a lot of the locals to understand that there could be tsunami generated from this eruption. And so the advice that was provided by the Tongan officials really set the scene and provided that safety net for those people in Tonga to get out of the way and to prepare in the right way to move away from the coastline when they started to see sea disturbances and things like that. And so it's a testament to the information provided by them.
Yeah, and in terms of the data that you've collected through all these instruments that we now have, do you think it will help in terms of future eruptions and predictions and this sort of thing?
Absolutely. We always learn from eruptions. There's usually a step change after large events like this. The fact that we had 76 authors from 17 countries, and this a great quote from a colleague here at Massey University, Anna Pertu, mentioned that the Krakatoa eruption in 1883 really started the science of volcano acoustics, or the sound produced from volcanic eruptions. This eruption in Hunga is going to be the same. It's going to be a career changer for many, many people around the world because we have such rich data sets. And that can only help us to understand not only the eruptions, but also what happened before the eruption.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much for that. Really appreciate that analysis. Dr. Jeff Kilgore there, the Senior Volcanologist at GNS Science, commenting on that new study that is in Science. They are talking about the Tonga's Hunga volcano being confirmed as the biggest explosion ever recorded in the atmosphere by modern instruments.